Day 67 of Hashtag 365, and today it's a really different episode, actually. I'm not going to talk about myself at all. And this episode might not make sense, depending on the timeline that you're listening to it in. If you're listening in my timeline, it's currently the 21st of March 2019. And I want to dedicate this episode to my mate Lauren Holyoake and her husband Michael. And the reason I want to do that is because they're trying to raise money at the moment for something that I think is a cause that's basically just stopped me in my tracks, and I want to talk to you about it, and I want to encourage you, if you can, to part with any cash that you might have, even if it's like £1, £5, anything at all, to help them out. So I've known Lauren for years and years and years. She's a colleague of mine. And I've met her husband a bunch of times. Actually, sat next to him during the Empire Awards not that long ago. And we had a great night. He's such a nice, warm guy. And they've been going through what can only be described as an unimaginably difficult time. So Lauren got pregnant with Michael's baby. And on the day that she stopped work to go home for maternity leave, her husband, Michael, told her that he had just found out that he's got incurable bowel cancer, which has really struck a chord with me, A, because I just can't imagine how difficult that would be to find that out before you've even had your baby. I mean, they've had the baby now. But baby aside, just the fact that it's your partner, it's the love of your life, you know, that's going to get taken away from you, you know? I just can't imagine that. But since having Luna, since having my daughter, it just resonates on a whole different scale. Like the idea of so having to be like a solo parent and having to go through that, I just can't. It's just too much. It's too much for my brain to hack. Michael started having chemo straight away, and it's been effective, but he's not in remission. It's not cured him at all, not by a long stretch. And his health insurance, neither his health insurance nor the NHS can cover what they need to do next to try and help him see their daughter's first birthday. There is some experimental procedures. There are some experimental drugs that they've been offered, but it's going to cost them £200,000. £200,000. I mean, who has that sort of money just lying around, you know? So they set up a GoFundMe page to try and raise some money. And in the past 2 days, they've raised 60 grand, which is absolutely sensational. Like, that's such a lot of money in such a short period of time. But by no means are they anywhere near their target. I've been hammering this on Twitter. I've donated myself, obviously, and been encouraging everybody I know to donate. And I'm also trying to think, well, I'm actually not even thinking of it anymore. I've got an idea for like a fundraising thing that I'm going to try and sort out to help raise a substantial amount of money as well for them. But I just wanted to mention it on the podcast today, because if there's anything you can do, if there's any little bit of money you can part with to help them out, Jesus, please do it. Like, even if it's like not, even if it's like 5 quid, anything at all. The GoFundMe page, it's GoFundMe.com/team-monk, M-O-N-K. That's GoFundMe.com/team, T-E-A-M, hyphen, M-O-N-K. So Team Monk. GoFundMe.com/team-monk. I'm also tweeting about it. So if you find me on Twitter, @AlexBakerMan, I'll tweet about it on there, so you can follow the link there. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/AlexBakerman. And I'm also just about to put it on my Instagram as well. So anything you can do, please, please, please do get involved. I just want to help them out so much. They're such a lovely family, and I just want to help them out so much.